Nah, okay, so we gotta use our diversity, equity, and inclusion bag in order to alert y'all to what's going on out in these streets. So the United States of America, Homeland Security, and all of the different travel departments and all of this stuff, you know, all of the different agencies that we waste a lot of money on, they're basically letting you know that if you're a passport bro or you're a passport sis and you're a part of the alphabet community, you very well may be targeted by a terrorist attack over in another country. Make sure y'all hit a like for the algorithm, subscribe to the channel, and turn on your notifications. They saying that if you zesty, be very, very careful. Let's continue.
The State Department has issued a worldwide alert for Americans traveling overseas. The alert reads, in part, due to the potential for terrorist attacks, demonstrations, or violent actions against U.S. citizens and interests, the Department of State advises U.S. citizens overseas to exercise increased caution. Sources tell CBS News the warning is a result of recent intelligence citing threats by ISIS against pride events in parts of Europe.
What is the sentiment of the alphabet community over in parts of Europe? Now, I know over in a lot of African countries, such as Ghana and places like that, that they don't really deal with zestiness in the same way, or they don't tolerate it the same way that we do. It is even a crime in some places to show outward affection, let alone outward affection towards people that are of the same gender as you. Now, I also know that, and shout out to Chase Byrne, shout out to the Super Chats. I also remember that Kamala Harris has been on tour for the last few years, and she's been basically advocating for the alphabet community in other countries. Now, why? I have no clue. It makes no sense to me why she's meddling in other affairs and also still getting rejected because people are still not rocking with that. And they, you know, they have their own way about doing things. It's similar to the crime, right? If you commit a crime over in Dubai or recently Turks and Caicos, if you got a bullet in your backpack, then you might be getting arrested and you might be going to jail. Don't pass, don't go, don't collect $200. They're not playing no games. You see what I'm saying? So it's a lot going on in these other countries, but let me continue.
Pride Month begins in June. CBS News national security contributor Sam Vinograd joins us now. So, Sam, how significant is this warning?
Well, Lana, the State Department's priority overseas is protecting Americans. The State Department has various ways to publicly warn Americans overseas about risks. They have travel advisories for particular countries, and they have this worldwide caution security alert system when there are more dispersed threats. Typically, these alerts do mean that there is specific or credible intelligence about a specific threat stream. We know that the alert issued on Friday references advising Americans to avoid places frequented by tourists and to stay alert when participating in Pride Month events around the world. Now, this State Department alert follows a public safety announcement by the FBI and DHS earlier this week that warned about the threat of foreign terrorist organization-inspired attacks here in the homeland. The FBI-DHS alert noted the historical record of foreign terrorist organizations like ISIS in inspiring attacks and encouraging supporters globally to attack LGBTQI events. Behind the scenes, I would imagine that there is more specific operational preparedness being done to protect Pride events and to get more granular detail about where there may be specific and credible intelligence related to this threat stream.
Sam,
I don't really get it, though. Like, how will they be able to tell that you how will they be able to tell that you zesty when you're going overseas? You see what I'm saying? So they saying it's a potential for terrorist attacks or violent attacks and stuff like that. But how can they tell? Like, oh, man, there's some zesties over there, so we're going to go over there and commit violence against them. I don't get it. Oh. So are they saying that? All right. So I get it. So are they basically saying that they're targeting Pride events internationally and within U.S. borders? Well, what did you expect when you let a whole bunch of people over into the country without checking their documents to make sure that they was actually asylum seekers or they were valid as far as their legal status and trying to get into the country? So basically what they're telling you is that if you're going overseas, okay, let me break it down from a C student's perspective. If you're going overseas and you just so happen to be zesty, you may be okay, all right? is less of a chance for you to actually get into something if you just so happen to not be zesty. However, if you attend a event, because a lot of people like to travel for these different types of events and stuff like that, what they're telling you, and again, I don't care what you do. I just don't want you to press your views on other people and promote it. I think that everybody should be able to do whatever it is that they want to do in their own bedroom, and then you got to answer to whoever your God is. So that ain't got nothing to do with me. What I'm telling you guys is don't lose your life trying to make sure that you advocate for something over in somewhere where you don't have citizenship and getting yourself into a situation that you can't get yourself out of.
Let's turn to Capitol Hill, because three top security officials testified before the Senate this week on threats ahead of the 2024 election. What are your takeaways?
Well, there are really two main messages coming out of this testimony on election security. First, the threat environment is increasingly challenging. And second, that election preparedness is stronger than ever. Officials testified about three particular threat vectors: cyberspace, foreign influence or disinformation, and physical security risks. They did name check Russia, China, and Iran as the most significant state sponsored threats to our elections. But earlier in the week, the Department of Justice, a task force there, briefed about physical security threats to election infrastructure and officials posed by Americans. Mm-hmm. During the hearing on Capitol Hill, officials mentioned that AI and emerging technologies are key factors when we consider the complexity of the threat environment. And there was one source of contention as members of Congress grilled administration officials about what the notification process is if disinformation affecting the election is uncovered. Many members of Congress seem dissatisfied with the administration's response, so I expect further discussion on that point.
Sam,
let me go over into another one and see what's going on over here. So this is saying that pride events here in the United States of America that could also be compromised. You don't have to worry about Anton from AntonDaniels.com or any of the people that's surrounding me in particular. But I just want to make sure that I report the news and keep you guys up to date on what's going on in these streets.
An ominous warning from the FBI this week, just as communities across the country are gearing up for LGBTQ Pride Month. Federal law enforcement agencies are warning.
Hold on. You know, sometimes I like to participate with the chat. Somebody says, Anton, an angry man, is on some BS. Yo, mama on some BS. And tell her to come holler at me. So you, wait. So you telling me that you subscribed so that you can come over here and shout out to my dog, Angry Man. You telling me that you subscribed so that you can come over here and say, Anton, an angry man, is on some BS. Okay, what am I on BS right now? Tell daddy, because you want my attention. You want to make sure that you get some visibility in front of thousands of people that's live streaming this. Okay, Sabalu, Nidulavu, what is it that you have a concern with? And do you want my attention? Would you like for me to drop the link in the chat so that you can get your complaints off? Because I know that you subscribed so that you can try to get your thoughts off and get your emotions off. And so if you would like to come up and then say your piece and you want to get it off, I will make sure that I drop the link in the chat, because sometimes my children get belligerent and they get disrespectful. So let me know how it is that you want me to handle this, and then I will address it appropriately. Are you bothered by the terrorist alerts? Are you bothered that sassiness is being attacked? Because I said that I didn't necessarily care for anybody suffering. I think that people should be able to do what they want to do when they want to do it. But you are bothered by this, and I'm not sure what Angry Man is reporting right now. Maybe Angry Man is reporting on some of the same things. But here, I'll tell you what, I got you. Occasionally, I don't usually do this on the Millionaire Morning Show, but occasionally I like to make room. For people to be able to authentically get their thoughts off. So listen, I dropped the link in the description or in the chat, and that's not for everybody. That's only for Sabalu Nubudulabu, okay? If for Sabalu Nubudulabu, if you want me to address your concerns or you're bothered about the BS that I'm on, feel free to be able to call in. I'm making it available for you only. and then you can get your thoughts off, okay? So I'm going to give you to the end of this segment, and then we can go from there.
That ISIS may be looking to target Pride events. They're asking local law enforcement agencies to be on alert. Here's NBC Bay Area's Sergio Quintana in San Francisco with what the warning is and is not saying.
San Francisco's Pride festivities are among the most attended such events in the country. And the organizers of this year's annual San Francisco Pride celebration say, even though there is no specific threat to this celebration, they are taking the warning seriously and coordinating with law enforcement agencies. In a statement today...
How y'all... Hold on. Let me back up for a minute. Because I seen y'all was over there marching and stuff like that. How y'all steal a whole flag? I don't understand that part. How do y'all steal a whole flag? Like, you made the middle part of the vest flag now. And y'all stole all of the colors. You didn't even leave no colors for anybody else. So what you decided to do is you stole what it is that God has ordained as a covenant between man and God, that he would never flood the earth in order to completely remove the entire human population anymore. And so instead, you said, okay, well, let me go ahead and spit in God's face, because I'm going to just tell you what it really means. That is what a rainbow represents. And this is how ungrateful and disrespectful human beings are. They take the very thing that is supposed to be a covenant between man and God after he flooded the earth, and they turn it into something completely different. And so then now we've gotten to the point where they've forced churches to now hang a flag that doesn't necessarily represent that covenant, but it now represents the fact that you can go in there and you can do whatever it is that you want to do when you want to do it. And then y'all got mad at my man's, the kicker over at the Kansas City Chiefs, for holding a church accountable and saying, hey, listen, we need to make sure that we get back to basics, and we need to create the standards by which people should be able to raise their families and then be able to have safety as far as what religion is really supposed to represent. But y'all take it and y'all do something completely different with it, and then you expect for other people in other countries to be able to rock with it. Now, again, I don't support nor do I stand for the idea that anybody should be able to lose their life or have to lose their life based off of whatever it is that they believe. But it is disrespectful to people that understand it. And see, we don't protest against this. You don't got no people that got no real backbone. See, they'll stand up for all of the wrong things. They'll stand up for stuff that ain't got nothing to do with us, but they won't stand up for anything that really got something to do with what it is that we really represent. Let me keep it moving. Oh, I don't see anybody in the back. Here, I'll drop the link for you one more time just in case you missed it. There you go.
In a statement today, the San Francisco Police Department didn't directly address the FBI advisory, but did say all SFPD officers will be vigilant for illegal or unsafe activity during Pride. The FBI advisory does not mention any specific threats to any particular targets, but it does come after several arrests around the world of alleged ISIS operatives.
If you look at the peacock on the NBC peacock, did y'all know that that was a rainbow too? Is that supposed to also represent something? I don't know. I never knew that. I never paid attention to it.
Since March, law enforcement and intelligence agencies in at least 8 cities have arrested high-ranking members of the terrorist organization or so-called sympathizers who were accused of planning attacks on the group's behalf. Among those arrested, 18-year-old Alexander Mercurio in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Federal authorities believe he was planning a gruesome knife attack at a church. They claim he was motivated.
What did I say happens when we was arguing about that a few weeks ago on the Anton Daniels channel on a Monday night, when I said, you know, they was arguing about schools and churches. And I said, listen, people that are looking to do crimes, they don't go and do it against the people that they actually feel some type of way about. They go into the path of least resistance. They go into churches. They go to parade events where everybody is supposed to be celebrating. They go to schools. They do all of this. Whenever people do stuff, knife attacks, gun attacks, and all of that, they always go for the path of least resistance. They go for the most vulnerable and the weak of us.
Motivated by the deadly and well-organized ISIS attack on a Russian concert hall in March, which killed more than 130 people. The FBI warning also comes 8 years after the deadly Pulse nightclub attack in Florida, which killed 49 people. ISIS claimed responsibility for that massacre. It's something Bay Area residents say they still vividly remember. But people we talked with say that attack and the FBI advisory won't stop them from celebrating.
It's changed Pride. It hasn't been the same since the Pulse nightclub shooting. But it's like, you know what? There's not a lot of opportunity for us to be gay and just be happy. And that's what I'm going to do. Yeah. Come hell or high water, I'm going to Pride.
Would that deter you from going to a Pride celebration?
No. No, I don't think it's that realistic.
The advisory asks law enforcement to be aware of unusual people taking pictures of security equipment or repeatedly trying to get past security measures at certain buildings or events. It does not.
So, anyways, long story short, they're basically telling you guys that to be careful because it is a threat and it is a warning for everybody that is not only here in the United States of America, but also traveling overseas. That a potential attack could happen. Not saying that it would, but just be aware of it, all right? Let me go ahead and read it.